Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control on Africa Tech Radio with Midei Daniel, where we delve into the ever-moving, ever-evolving world of social media, of technology, and its effect on society. And today we are discussing the online cancel culture and its impact. So yeah, what is cancel culture? Because it's a language that we all say. We say it a lot. But what is cancel culture really? Cancel culture is the practice of publicly calling out or shunning individuals or groups for their perceived and actual wrongdoings, right? We have had over time, especially on Nigerian social media, Twitter, now known as X, we always have like the cancel culture is very rampant. You say, cancel him, we have canceled him. Over the years, we have canceled Mr. Easy, we have canceled Naira Marley, Sam Larry. Most recently, Erisco Foods. We have cancelled a lot of people, but what really is the cancel culture? Because it's becoming increasingly prevalent on social media platforms. So what the thing about the cancel culture is that while it can serve as a tool for accountability, you know, the cancel culture is very important. Like when Mr. Easy went and spoke about how he was Ghanaian. No, it wasn't Ghanaian, but it was talking about how Ghanaians are better than men. I don't know. I can't remember the exact reason of the exact discourse, but because of Mr. Easy, till he blew, really blew, and then it was like, oh yeah, Mr. Easy. But the issue I have with cancel culture personally is like we have short memory span. If you're going to cancel people, let us cancel them. Because why are we canceling them today and farming them tomorrow? Nah, that's not the point, yeah? Because it also raises questions about fairness, empathy, and consequences of online actions. Because sometimes our calling out can be in form of cyberbullying. We call out these people a lot, like really deeply and really, like we go for them, we go for their blood, we come for their necks, we come for their lives, we come for a lot of things. And it's giving, if you're calling out somebody, if you're canceling somebody or calling out somebody because the person is a bully, why are we bullying the person back? Like, are we bullying the bulliers? Like, is that what we're supposed to do? Bully people? If you're canceling people, like shun them, yeah, cool, fine. But why are you insulting them? Why are you bullying them? Why are you going ahead to go and check their children's pictures, put them online, doing a lot of harmful things to them? Because one reason why I don't really like support cancel culture is because it's always giving the vibe of cyberbullying. Because it can be very intense. Because, well, really, on one hand, cancel culture has empowered like a lot of marginalized voices and has brought attention to issues such as, you know, racism, tribalism, sexual harassment, abuse of power. Like, as I mentioned earlier, in the case of like Erisco Foods, where somebody was locked up, but we were like, there was a lot of back and forth on that issue. Say, cancel them, boycott them, don't buy their product anymore. But you can see that there was a case of slander. It was a lot, but the cancel culture would always, most of the time, be focused on people with power. Like, it's always like we're looking at, let us boycott these people because they have power. Yeah, there's the abuse of power, which we should definitely call out. But we should also be very careful in treading the line between canceling somebody and actually cyberbullying the person. While the cancel culture has provided a platform for victims to share their stories and demand justice, like in the case of Mohbad, which, may God rest his soul, the case is still on to a certain extent. It's not so loud because nothing has really happened. But during the case where we lost Mohbad Imole, there was a lot of calling out. You know, there was the cancel. We cancelled Naira Marley. I'm saying we because the social media cancelled Naira Marley. They cancelled Sam Larry. They cancelled Zinoliski. They cancelled a lot of people. People stopped playing their music. People started attacking people. Like, if they hear you playing this song, like, why are you playing this song? Or even going as far as attacking people that look like, there was a case that somebody looked like Zinoliski, and it was harassed, yeah? So, as I said, need to understand how to draw the line between cyberbullying and the cancel culture. Because the rapid spread of information and lack of due process in cancel culture can lead to very unintended consequences. Innocent individuals can be unfairly targeted and subjected to public ridicule, while the possibility of redemption and growth is often overlooked. over the year. And the thing about this cancel culture is that even though these people might have done wrong, some people can, if you cancel them, they can like, oh, I did wrong, you know. For instance, let's look at Real Housewives of Lagos. They had their reunion recently, and Laura and KG in the first episode or the first season was not exactly fan favorite, and a lot of people say, oh, let's cancel her, let's cancel her, you know. By the second season of the show, she became better. There was the redemption. She grew to a very large extent. So imagine that we canceled her fully without giving people chance for redemption. So somebody that did bad to you yesterday can do good to you today sometimes. But really, we also have to understand that there's a lot of psychology that is behind like the cancel culture, because the psychological effect can be so great. It can like cause people to feel shame, isolation, mental struggles. It's a lot. And for maybe celebrities or people that are in higher places, there's a cause for like losing jobs, businesses, and everything like that. And for those that cancel, they always have like this moral superiority because, oh, we're better than them, you know. When something happens and like, oh, I'm better than this person, we have like, we become judge and jury, crucify him is our language when we're like canceling people. But there's also the backlash and the guilt that people face, like, because to be honest, yeah, there's something that we say as Nigerians, that, or as Yoruba people, like any lemo ba ni barao. So basically is that anybody that is caught is the thief. So because you have not been caught in whatever wrongdoing that you're doing, does not mean that tomorrow you will not be in that position. So let's be very mindful about how we deal with these things and how we go through it, because the cancel culture is one that is very easy to turn canceling somebody or calling out somebody to bullying people. So we have to be very, very, very careful. So you know how it's easy, Omo, on Twitter, X, the cancel culture is great. It's a lot, because one Miss Yan, just go Miss Yan like this, pa, cancel him, pa, they're calling you out. You're sleeping, you're waking up on tweet. You can just tweet something, you're sleeping, you're waking up, and they're calling you out. They have canceled you, like, just, and they will drag you by the horns, drag you by everything that you have, they drag you like small gender that is not working very well. And like, where do we draw the line between calling out somebody and being mean to people, or being extremely like, it's, some things are very uncalled for, really. And I think as Nigerians, we have not really learned to draw the balance or balance the cancel culture. So I think that in everything that we're doing, especially online and even in physically, it is important to approach conversations with empathy, critical thinking, and trying to have constructive dialogue. And really, let's give constructive criticism instead, because we don't have a cancel culture in Nigeria. That's all I can say, because we have short memory span. Because if you cancel a musician today, if the musician drops a fire track tomorrow, we are going to vibe to it, we are going to listen to it. So why, what is the cancellation that we are doing anyway? So I think that while accountability is very important, it's also very, 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 very important to recognize that, to be human, to understand it, that this person is human, this person is not superhuman. Because this person is a celebrity, or in this person is in some form of power, has some form of power, it does not necessarily mean that this person is superhuman, or they have thicker skin than us and they can take certain things. So the cancel culture in online discourse is good for accountability, but at the end of the day, there is really no, you have to give people a chance to misbehave, because they're going to misbehave, they're humans. And so we have to be careful and more empathetic about how we deal with people, because Omo, if you be you. And it's on this note that I tell you goodbye from this side. Do not forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio, and on Instagram at ATech Radio. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and make sure to listen to us on all streaming platforms. Africa Tech Radio, conversation never stops. This is Cruise Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.